AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600.
Are you afraid next time?
For a complete list of services or to set up an assessment.
They may be injured. Do you struggle getting to and from doctor?
Let me do this. I had a wrong button hit there, Chuck, so let me try.
Let me try
to do this. Here we go, Hometown Healthcare.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
Hey, VOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 14th of December. 45 degrees on our way to 68 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Bob Berenheide with the Flint Hills Optimist Club. Going to be reviewing how the tree sales went this year. Bob, good morning.
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
We're doing all right. How about you?
I am doing well.
Bob, it sounds like folks descended upon the tree lot almost as soon as you opened up the gates here a couple weeks back.
I'd say immediately.
Immediately?
It was all the big trees went the first 2 days. It was just awesome, quite frankly. I don't know. And typically, well, to start off with, I had 420 trees ordered, and they ended up sending us 300. And normally we would run through the end of next weekend for the tree lot open, but we got done a little early this year, so I guess that's a good thing.
That is. Well, it's good to hear that sales were brisk on the balsam, the firs, the pines, and your wreaths and garlands. So things are done now at the tree lot?
Well, we've got like 6 trees left, and we've got a couple of wreaths left and like 25 foot of garland. So we got a phone number posted on the gate, or they can contact me at 344-4322 to schedule an appointment or make arrangements, and I'll meet them out there if they're still needing a tree.
How big of a tree size do you have right now at this point in time?
All we got left are 5 to 6 and 6 to 7s, a few 6 to 7 white pines, and 1 5 to 6 balsam.
It sounds like you really have never seen the demand hit as hard as it did, as early as it did this time around.
No, I don't think we have either, but there again, you guys have helped out quite a bit too, quite frankly. So
that's our job.
That was good too.
Well, yeah, that's what we're here for, and it's good to hear that the sales have went as good as they have, because this is one of your, if not the biggest fundraiser you have annually, isn't it, Bob?
It is. It is the biggest fundraiser we have annually, in addition to like the All-Star Basketball Classic that we haven't been able to do for a couple of years. We have Easter Egg Hunt, Youth Appreciation. We have held Pancake Breakfast, and then, again, the Tree Lot.
Bob, how do you have the funds, I guess, earmarked here from the Christmas Tree Lot this time around? What do you have as far as different club-specific projects are concerned, or partnering with other entities and other agencies here to help the community and specifically help area youth?
Well, specifically right now, we provide 3 $500 scholarships throughout the year. So basically, that is actually earmarked. But in order to acquire some of the funds that we have available, different youth groups of some sort, or anything affiliated with the youth, they can contact Flint Hills Optimist Club, and then we will make the decision to help and how much.
Yeah, you're always donating throughout the entire year, and I guess that's why the Flint Hills Optimist Club is the friend of youth, helping out youth here in and around the Emporia area with donations all throughout the entire year. So a big thanks to all that helped out with the Christmas tree lots at the Gion Showcase parking lot. Sounds like the wrestlers did a good job with their unloading of the trees too, Bob.
Oh, them guys were great. You know, very accommodating, very helpful, and for the most part, we're all getting of age that we can't handle those trees anymore. So those sit this minute.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And now, as far as working the lot itself, you basically have Optimist Club members that volunteer their time out there, right?
Yep, they're all Optimist members. George Dueler puts together the work schedule and previous before anything gets started. He'll send out an email asking who can and can't work and what days they can and can't, and then he goes from there. So everybody gets to being a part of it.
Well, your Optimist Club counterpart, Rick Buck, I think refers to you as the tree czar, Bob. So I know that you do a great job of getting things organized in the trees here. So there was no shortage of trees to order from. Basically, they got here on time. Everything was good there, other than your load was light?
Yep. That wasn't a problem. So, we picked them up, did space, same order, same place, and had Redline carry them down for us. And it's been just another year, but just went a lot quicker.
Well, it sounds like the quality of trees obviously must have been pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were in good shape. We got a good selection. So they were all in pretty nice shape, nice and green. And they smelled good, too.
Yeah.
So do you have any specific projects for next year already underway or is planning, say, for like the Optimists All-Star Classic and Easter Egg Hunt, kind of waiting for this to get done before you start the planning on those?
Yep, pretty much. Once this is done, we'll go right into the All-Star Basketball Classic project, which we haven't done it for a couple of years, obviously. And then Brian Douglas was a huge, big part of that. So we're going to try to mingle through it.
Well, the Flint Hills Optimist Club, as always, doing fine work. Are you in search of new members, Bob?
Always in search for new members. We're always open, and I think all the clubs in town would take on anyone that was interested in getting joined up.
All right. Well, Bob, thanks so much here for your time. Thanks for all that you and the Optimists do here for the community and for the area, and glad to report on a bang-up Christmas tree lot here this year.
All right, yep, sounded good. I appreciate it. Thanks
okay.
for the call.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Have a
thanks,
good day.
Thanks, Bob.
See you, Bill.
Yeah, Bob Berenheide, Flint Hills Optimist Club. Friends of youth and a very, very good Christmas tree selling season for the Optimist Club. So a lot of great trees and a lot of homes here in and around the Emporia area. Thanks again to the Flint Hills Optimist Club.
Indeed. And if you'd like to be part of our newsmaker slot, we have just Fridays open this week. Next week, we have a couple already taken as well. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Lyon County Treasurer Sharon Gady. One of the things you probably don't want to discuss about the holidays, the second half property tax payment deadline. That's coming up when we'll talk about that tomorrow.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 7:30, 46 degrees, good morning.
Madison Virgil, USD 386, is accepting applications for the position of elementary aide.